Jaya, Hobi Jaya.
CKUT, Montreal, Canada. CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rivers. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Thief Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest DJ. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms on CKUT 90.3 FM, People's Station.
Better tomorrow, tomorrow. I can think of a million ways that life can change. A million reasons why a man could go insane. So mother, tell your children to keep a smile on their faces as they journey along life's way. Better tomorrow, 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 better tomorrow. Tomorrow, tomorrow, better days will come one day. When it comes, take a stay. Better tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Broken pieces of a man who wants to talk. Broken portraits like a shadow on the wall. Pick up the pieces, pick up the pieces. For the show is never done till the final song's been sung. Better tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Better tomorrow,
tomorrow,
tomorrow, tomorrow. Better days will come one day. It will be beautiful.
better tomorrow. Tomorrow, tomorrow, better tomorrow. Tomorrow, tomorrow, better days will come one day when it comes here to stay. Better tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. I can think of a million reasons life could change. A million reasons why someone could go insane. Mother, tell your children to keep a smile on their faces as they journey along life's way.
And the You know the name of that song? Pa 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 pum pum pum. No, it's pa pa pum pum. Very unusual. We dance this song as youngsters growing up in Jamaica to the Maritones. Maritone sound system. For those of you who have grown up with Jamaican music, Maritones. Up to a few years ago, was still the number one system that you had in Jamaica when it comes to crowd pleasing and all that. Winston Blake, the one who took over. It started, you should go on Google and just Google Maritones Disco. So, Montreal, how you doing? How you doing? Let me get down this volume here. Everything good? Last week I was with you guys and my throat, I picked up this cough and with a cold that I just couldn't seem to shake. It's not too bad this week. Still have a little bit of the end of the cough. And don't worry, I had myself checked a million times maybe. They got fed up of seeing me, but they wanted the money, so they don't care. And I don't care either. Speaking of COVID, I see now they're about to bring the shot for infants and up. And some parents are a bit worried. Drew, you'll have to come on here and talk to me about that. I just got shot with a thing here. Changed my train of thought. Anyway, as I was saying, the young kids from Baby Up will be getting a shot of the COVID. Now, a lot of people are saying they're scared, and I can't blame them. As a parent, I would be scared too. I'm scared for my two boys, my two grandsons, the love of my life. And it's frightening. It's a bit frightening. And, you know, to be honest with you, I am all for it as an adult. But the medical doctor here in Canada seems to have faith in giving the youngsters. Because, you know, I can remember going back. I remember my last vaccine I took in Jamaica in elementary school. I was 7 and a half plus. And we took vaccines for everything. If we walked too fast, we took vaccine. If we didn't, I don't know. We took vaccine for everything. I think we must have gotten as much. I thought they were, now that I look back at it, maybe they were using the vaccine to control us. Can you believe that? Wow. So I don't know what to say. It's up to you, the parents of these young kids. It's up to you and what you want to do. My daughter, she's in the medical field, and she has her cousins, her doctor friends that, as a matter of fact, my doctor that I'm seeing is just the same age as my daughter. They're very good friends. It's she who turned me on to this. So I guess she has people she can ask if she doubts what's happening. Because you just don't want to take your kid there and that's it, you know. So we'll see. So Montreal, how are you doing? I'm going to try and link up Drew. He's being like a wayward son. I just see he said he's going to open the Zoom. And I have two youngsters that I'm going to talk to, one from the association and one who is having a big bash. I don't see his flyers. Thought I would have gotten it. Folks, let me explain something to you. All right, those of you who have your functions and you would like to bring them on air, I'm here for that. Believe you me, you know what I mean? Support the station. Don't only depend on the shows like this one and others to read your ads without even giving the station a couple of bucks during the funding drive. Because, you know, this is what makes the station go. It goes when it sees all that money. It brays like a donkey, which I can't do. So what I'm saying is be, you know, whenever you have flyers for your associations and all that, the key to it, don't send me the flyer, okay? Because what happens is that years ago, we could take a flyer and we would print it out and read it. Now the amount of ink that I have to use because they're putting it on the internet, so it has to be pretty and all that. Just write out a basic and send it to my email so I can just print it off and read it back to you. You know what I mean? And I hope you got your latest community contact. The community contact is out now. And Dr. Johnson's son, let me get on my glasses if I can see. I had the pleasure of meeting the young man and his sister a few years ago. 2020 Princeton first black valedictorian, word too big for you, stretcher from Jamaica. Montrealer Nicholas Johnson imprinted his name on the consciousness of the academic world. He recently delivered his commencement message in person. Yeah, father is a doctor, mother the same thing, so everybody good. I'm trying to get him on here, but he's a busy young man, and I don't know if I had said congratulations to my son-in-law, Mr. Smith, which is now, I was told by my daughter, his name is Dr. Smith, okay. Dr. Smith, congrats. He got his thing at McGill the other day. He got the real thing in hand. He had gotten something before. But I want you guys, why I normally, whenever I get a contact, because I like to leaf through it and read things. And what happens here is the contact, it needs some money. Put it blank. I put on a glasses here. I can't see what I'm doing. You know, let me get rid of it. You see them reading glasses? They're the worst.
Okay, Google, turn off.
I had to turn off Google. Google is reading the news, following me in the background. I'm sure you heard. Anyhow, as I was saying, I'm going to try and link up Drew just a minute. He surprised me with this Google thing. But the Zoom thing. Anyway, as I was saying, Dr. Johnson, his lovely family, originally from the Bahamas, everybody has done good. This glasses ain't no better. I think I'm waiting to go do my eyes. And in September, I shall be doing them. I'm tired of the glasses thing. I don't know for you, if you're like me. Everywhere I go, I leave these $1.50 glasses and $3 glasses. So I end up buying one. I fly in past a dollar store. Shooks, I need to see. So I fly inside the dollar store. I get my glasses. It works good for that time being. And then it's gone. So I need another one. Pardon me. Yes, as I was saying about the contact, reading galore. You can really just put up your feet with the TV in the background and read The Path to Growth and Success. Volume 30, June 3rd, The Community Contact. Please get a copy. But, you know, like everything else where press is concerned, you know, like if you listen to commercial radio right now, it's no longer commercial radio. It's commercial radio in the sense that we know it. We don't have anybody from, except maybe two or three personalities from Montreal. Because what they're doing, they are linking up every station that they own throughout Canada. And they do their day pro. You know how funny it is when you hear a guy say, at 6 o'clock in the evening, you're driving in your car. Good evening. Good morning. Welcome to CJ, you know, whatever the station is. Welcome. But good morning at 6 o'clock in the evening. You know, I mean, it's rather frustrating. So this is what they're doing to link up. We have a lot of radio announcers here who would work for a decent salary. There's no money being around because the internet has drawn and sucked everything dry. So if you love, like I do, the Community Contact, you know, you have to keep supporting it. Supporting it in every sense of the word because it's going to go if you don't support it. And we don't want that to happen. So keep doing that and let me play something for you while I go hunting. I thought I had my commercials ready to go. But I guess it's on this computer. It's so many computers I have working. They're going to drive me crazy. All right, so this is it, and thank you for your support. In other words, as I rank in Jamaica. Listen, somebody said to me, oh, you sound like a Belizean, and you sound like this, and you sound like that, and you don't sound like how you want me to sound. Me a born Jamaica, me not come here and learn the language called Patwena. Me born at Jamaica. All right? So, please, I don't pretend to be a Jamaican. Pardon me. Me a Jamaican, right down to the birth certificate. What may I say? Behave yourself, stretch, and speak proper language, all right? Because language is a big thing here now, you know. Pretty soon, if certain things don't work, you'll have to leave the province. All right? So we'll talk more about that.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the Community Contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
Cinema Politica is thrilled to announce the theatrical release of Dear Jackie, a feature documentary by Henri Pardo. The film opens on June 17 in 4 theaters in Montreal: Cinéma Public, Cinéma du Musée, Cinémathèque Québécoise, and Cinéma Moderne, with the director and special guests in attendance at select screenings. Dear Jackie poetically tells the story of one of the oldest Black communities in Canada, Montreal's Little Burgundy, by way of a cinematic letter to Jackie Robinson, the first Black man to break the color barrier in professional baseball. It also masterfully connects history to the present by challenging the myth of a post-racial society. This release is co-presented by Desta Black Youth Network, Tyndale St. George's Community Center, Canteen Bergs, and Makisia Solo. For more information and tickets, visit cinemapolitica.org. We hope to see you there. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Okay, make sure you check that out, all right? Coming up at 4:30, I'll be grabbing somebody on the phone. Don't know who yet, because it hasn't rung. Is that proper? Yeah, that's proper. It hasn't rung, is it? You know, I'm doing that, you know. I feel like I'm in a crazy mood. I feel good because I at least I can talk to you, my listeners, this week. And I don't have to hide behind the call. It's not there 100% yet. But I'm trying to, you know, and it's you can hear it in my voice. I'm kind of happy that it's not there. And last week I was a bit sad and upset. I want to say hello to WFFR Radio in Sunshine, WFFR Sunshine Radio in Washington, D.C. I don't want to call that name too loud because then, you know, there's a guy down there. He may pay to deport me. So I'm going to try and, while I'm talking with you, I'm going to try and link up with Drew, because he's been all over the place, you know what I mean? So I'm gonna try and link him up, all right? So stay tuned, and remember, you're locked into beautiful CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Howard Carr, along with the rest of the crew. Some are working, and others are, it's summertime, they say. Stretch, it's summertime. We gotta get out. Where's the summer? It's just raining. Oh, Stretch, you're mean. Where's the summer? We want to know, all right? I want to know what love is. I know you can show me. Nobody's going to show me because I am just, I feel troublesome. I got to play a song by a gentleman that I totally love. One of the finest singers coming out of Jamaica, standing tall in the hearts of lovers and others. Wicked singer, as we say. Where him say? Wicked singer. And he chooses his songs with a beautiful sound. There's one of my callers. So, it's 4:30. So I'm just going to play this and get back to the person. Hold on there, person. Hold on. All right? I come in. I don't know which one is there. You know what? I'm going to go with this and just play this. Special like to Derek Watson, all the way in beautiful Westchester, New York. He says his wife and him have celebrated 15 years of marriage, and they got married to this song. Something went wrong there. The volume on the system dropped. Up with that system there, brother. Yeah.
Thanks, Bert.
Ah. Yeah. We went low because I'm getting. How are you doing, Drew? Quickly, because I have somebody online with me here. What's up?
No,
not you yet, Sharon. It's Drew at the moment. Drew is. Hello, Drew. Say something. Drew is on the Zoom.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to talk to Sharon while we figure why I'm not getting the sound. Sharon, go right ahead there. Sharon is the voice and one of the major strength of the Jamaica Association. And like I've said to all associations, this airwaves is open to all of you. And all of you, the community stations, etc. So talk to me. What is up with the Jamaican Association? You can't make it a bit long because we have plenty of people want to talk.
Short and sweet. A great weekend. This is when we celebrate Father's Day. And tonight, there's one father that will be celebrating a birthday, and that's Conroy. Barnes. I know a lot of people know Conroy.
Yes,
he's going to be celebrating with his big deal number 5 party at the association, the Jamaica Association. And then tomorrow, we're having a Father's Day event, Father's Day dinner and dance starting at 3. And I'd like to give away 2 tickets to whomever you'd like, Stretch. This is a courtesy of Audley Coley. He has bought 2 tickets and he'd like to pay that forward. So thank you, Audley, if you're listening, for those 2 tickets anyone Stretch chooses.
Can I jump in there?
Yes.
Audley Coley. Boy, I don't know. This guy is one of the biggest supporters of this radio station, right?
He is.
And he's one of the biggest supporters of the associations. And you always seen him supporting something. Love you, Audley. Love you, respect you, my brethren, because you know what community is all about. Go ahead.
That's right. Today I saw him at the Grand Prix in his lime-colored suit taking some photos and stuff like that. So he's all
that's
over the map.
That's my boy.
He's great. And last but not least, a couple of things I want to say. Tonight we're having our last members meeting, going to be on Zoom. So all the members, you know the code. Tune in. You got that email from Ingrid today with the minutes. So it's our last members meeting for the summer because we don't have meetings in July and August. So we like all our members to join in and be a part of the meeting. There's so many things happening here. So Cool Running, DoorDash is coming to do Cool Running. So everybody stay tuned. You're going to be able, you don't have to now come. We'd love for you to come to the association, but I know parking is an issue. But we're going to have DoorDashes of next week. So you can make your order and it will deliver to your door. And then next week we have definitely the St. John Baptist Barbecue. And Roger Moore, you got to big up Roger Moore and all the members on the board. Melrose, Conroy, Mark, who else is there? Alex, Yutan, Clyde. A special respect to Clyde and his family. I hope I didn't miss anybody. I don't think I did. I got everybody. I know Ingrid, big up to everybody on the board because we're coming together on the 25th for Retromania led by Roger Hilton. Big up, Roger. Hope you're feeling good. And that's what's happening at the association.
Thank you, my dear, as usual. Well done, well put together. I certainly enjoy having you guys here on this radio station while I am doing the program. And this is what CKUT is all about. It's yours, you know, it's mine. So we have to support. And you guys do an excellent job. So me thank you. How do I say that in Jamaican? I thank you very much. Pardon.
Thank you.
God. Me say me thank you. All right.
Yeah, thank you. The emphasis. You know, yes. That's the way you put the emphasis.
Thanks, my dear.
Thank you.
All right. One of the voices of Jamaica Association. And there was, I had somebody else, and I can't remember who it is, you know. So if you're on the phone right now, call me. Call me. Miss Effie, call me right now if you want to get on to talk to me about something. All right? Because I know I had a second voice. Then right after that, I'll be chit-chatting a little bit with Drew, who surprised me with the Zoom. Mm-mm. What kind of... Hey, Drew, come here. Come here. Come sit down, man. Make me go up on the Zoom. Because I guess the other caller is not calling. I'm a vexed, man, because if you know... You see that Nicholas boy, I don't know what to do with him. I don't know. He gives me so much stress. Folks, one day I'll tell you. Before I pass on, I'll tell you. He gives me so much stress. And this other one, he's right behind Nicholas. Yes, Mr. Drew. Turn on your mic so I can hear you.
Yes, Mr. Stretch.
All right.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me? Can you? Oh, God. See what I mean? See what I mean? That's my people. Drew, give me 5 minutes. Give me 5 minutes.
No problem, sir.
Hello?
Mr. Stretch.
To whom do I speak this time?
This is Jason Forbes.
Oh, Jason, you know you're late, eh? Eh-eh.
You told me to wait for you.
Yeah, but look how I've been wording. I was wording off the lady while you were there busy chatting.
You just said it. I just heard it now.
You just heard it now?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Jason, we have to change your headset. Anyway, I just pull in your leg. What's up, Jason? Talk to me quickly.
All right, well, thank you so much again for having me. So basically, I just wanted to let everybody know next week we're doing something fairly big. So we're having a festival. We're starting a brand new festival. Starting next week, called the Multicultural Festival.
Oh.
And this festival is something that's been in the works for the last year. It's basically what we're doing is we're having like a family day where we're going to be encompassing different cultures. Started with the West Indian culture. We're going to be having children, and it's themed around children this year. So we're basically going to be having children in costumes, presenting beautiful culture. In the Quartier de Spectacle, that's going to be at Jardin Gamelin. And I want to say thank you to the City of Montreal, as well as the Quartier de Spectacle for allowing us to be a part of it. And we're basically going to be showing cultures of the West Indians. We're going to be showing cultures of African culture, Brazilian culture, Latin culture, and as well as we're going to be spotlighting the First Nations. So it's going to be a fairly big wow. event. It is free. And so you don't have to pay nothing to come to
wow.
this event. And we just wanted to do something in regards to, you know, trying to support the community and bring the West Indian culture more so than everybody else into the front light.
Who is we?
So we're basically called the Multicultural and Diversity Project. We are a nonprofit organization that basically, you know, we focus on inclusion, diversity, and multiculturalism. This team involves myself, Tanisha Collins, Tanya Paris, as well as Jason Holiday and Cadell Reed. We've came together to really find a way where we could do some things and make a big impact in the city. So just wanted to thank you. I know this is kind of a fast...
No. Yeah. Listen, sorry about that, but I had only heard from you this week. So Drew ain't going no place until we're ready to let him go. So he's got to sit there and be suffering while we talk. While we talk about this thing. So name some of the acts that will be on the whole thing there. And how does it go? You just walk in, no tickets, no nothing, just walk in and enjoy your day.
Exactly. Well, maybe to start off, I'll give you a quick description of what it encompasses. So we have Jardin Gamelin, beautiful. They did a really beautiful job in renovating Jardin Gamelin. It's part of the Quartier de Spectacle. So it's right at Berry, Ukraine Metro. As soon as you get out of the metro, it's right behind it.
Right.
And basically the way that the place looks is you're going to have half of the park that's going to be a kiddie park theme. So we're going to have bouncy castles. We're going to have a lot of games where kids could play games. Tanisha's, one of my ride or dies for a long time, and she came up with some really cool games for the children.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be doing a lot of things for the children. So please bring your kids. And then on the second side, on the other side, we're going to...
I love that.
Yeah, and on the other side, we're going to be having performances. Now, these performances, they go from West Can, who's going to be there. You got Rain Car... Rain Carnival, who is, if you guys know of Magic Mask Band from back in the day, they rebranded themselves. And I do want to give a quick shout out to Rain Carnival because they actually are going to be part of Carabana this year. They're representing Montreal in Carabana with Carnival Nations, which is one of the biggest bands in Toronto.
All right.
So congratulations to them.
If if any of my people not going to Toronto, you want to represent the us in Toronto and give us a call back and tell us what's happening in Toronto if you go down?
You talk, you say me? If you want me to, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I'll be there. I'll be down there so I could definitely give you guys a recap or a summary of what's going on. For sure.
Yeah, that would be nice. That would be nice. I don't know if Drew is going to wander down there. Nicholas, don't talk, so I can't. Forget Nicholas.
But besides for that, now just to also let you know, with the Haitian community, we actually got J-Ron that's going to be involved. J-Ron is a really big known local Haitian singer who will be singing and performing on stage. You also got DJ XL.
I know where local. I heard that name. Yes, I know who you're talking.
You have to.
He introduced a little girl. She's like 10, 11, 12 years. I've never heard a voice like that in my life.
Beautiful voice. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna see if I can find her and play her. Yes. And he was talking about it too. I watched this program in the States. This the old man can't think, but. A program where this two Haitian guys and some American guy, and they introduce this young lady, and they mention this guy here that you're gonna, oh man, tabarnak.
Yeah, he's really talented. Honestly, he's really.
It
talented.
Makes me want to speak French. Tabarnak.
Hey, let's not go there right now. Right?
No.
Let me not go there just yet. But Fatima's gonna be there as well with the kids. She's gonna be playing Pan on stage with. Children, and I can't wait to see how that's going to sound. It's going to be beautiful.
No, you're going to drag me out of my house.
You got no choice.
I realize that.
There's a bunch of players. We got MC Evo, there's Felix, and El Elwayo, which are a Latin, I want to say reggaeton type of salsa type of music.
Yes, yes.
You got Compaya Dance, who's basically a Haitian dance group. You got you got Group Miel. And this is interesting because Group Miel are Martinican and Guadeloupean, which I didn't even know there was a really big Martinican Guadeloupe community personally.
What?
And
you should be ashamed of yourself.
I know, but I keep it honest with you. I didn't think they were that big. And they have a marching band that's going to be on stage.
Wow.
And it's going to be really beautiful to see. Kayla Allen representing Jamaica and Little Thunder will be on stage.
You know, I love that girl. That's one of my favorite singers in the city. And yep. I hope she busts out.
I hope she busts out. Because, you know, she's a talented woman, honestly.
Yes. Talented young lady. And she and Smurfette Nelson, them need to combine and move out. Anyway,
yep.
I enjoy that lady. She's a young lady. She's very good at what she does. So,
yeah, very good.
All right, one more time. The address, and just tell the people what time it starts. In the morning, right. 11, 12, 1.
Thank you again, Stretch. So, basically, yeah, so it's going to be next Saturday, June 25th, from 12 p.m., so from noon. And come early, because from noon we're going to be having electric violinists doing the O Canada.
Ooh.
We're going to also have the First Nations doing a little presentation as well. And so it's going to start from 12, ends at 6.
Nice.
Kids Zone will be open at 12:30, and it's hosted by Tanisha Collins and a friend of ours called Victor. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a really great day for the families. We've been locked down for 2 years, and you know, a lot of us couldn't even see our families sometimes within those 2 years. So this is just a good representation that comes together and have a good time together outside.
My boy, I thank you extremely much. And I'm looking forward to that. If I don't make it, I know somebody's gonna make it to tell me about it. And I wanted to ask you a question, but I'm not touching on it yet. But I'll just drop in a hint till when after. How How is the caravan here in Montreal? No, don't you don't.
No, we ain't doing that. But it's happening, though. It's happening, so you got to support it.
Good,
you know?
I hear it's happening. But you were with them for quite a few years, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I was helping organize it, yes.
All right, my boy. No problem there. One day we'll talk. And we have changes are good. Changes is very good, and I admire what you guys are doing. All right, my brethren?
Yeah. One last thing, Stretch, before I go. I want to say thank you to Art Italia Group. Art Italia Group is an Italian company in RDP, an Italian company who saw the vision of this and was willing to sponsor us for this event.
Wow.
So thank you so much to Art Italia for being so generous and helping to sponsor this, because without them, everybody on this list are getting paid, by the way. It's not free events. Everybody gets compensated for their work. And if it wasn't for Art Italia, you know, this wouldn't be possible.
You know, thanks for being honest. Thanks for telling me that. Thanks for being very honest, because some people might figure, well, yeah. But thank you for doing that, and because you didn't have to, all right? Young boy,
you guys have a wonderful day.
Take it easy and keep doing what you're doing, all right? And next week, if you have the time and you remember, you finish at 6, maybe you can drop us a small call, all right?
Oh, I will, definitely.
All right, take care, my brother.
All right, thank you.
Be good. Let me find out where Mr. Drew is now. He just suddenly come on to me with this thing. Drew, you there?
Hi, Stretch.
What's happening?
Everything's good, you know. Nice to see you. Nice to hear. I always hear you, but it's nice to see you. It's been a while.
Yeah, especially on a Friday night when you're tuning in to CKUT to West Indian Rhythms, right? Folks, it's an inside joke, but I have to tell you. My boy text me. Big text, you know? Boy, I was listening to you. And then I realized it was Friday night. This is what happens when you're having too much fun.
That's when you're a very busy person and you lost track of the days of the week.
Boy, I don't know what you lost, but the days of the week is true. Though, you know, sometimes my poor wife look at me and she said, "What day is today?" I said, "What day is today? Let me call Tara, because I don't know myself." So what you been happening? What's up with you?
Nothing really, you know. I mean, just the everyday life, just being a little bit more, you know.
Come on, Drew, you don't live the everyday life, okay? So don't come with that to me, all right? Because what you're gonna do when? All right, hey, folks, watch me sweep him into a corner. What are you gonna be doing when you leave here? Leave us on this gorgeous day.
I'm not gonna say.
Oh, so God.
If I say the paparazzis might be out.
Oh, I see. All right. All right. He's a busy young man. And it's good for them. Believe you me, when I was their age, I was all over the city. All right. So don't tell me. Tomorrow we'll be home all day, being bored, watching a football game. Right?
No.
Tomorrow,
I think it's going to be breakfast with Drew in the morning. Father's Day edition.
Yes. Yeah, you understand me, folks? This young man never sits quietly. The day he called me, he was on his way to the Queen City. You got to figure that out yourself. And so forth. But these young people, they have to enjoy life. And that's what I like about them. I've done my share. And I've enjoyed it immensely. So what else do you have lined up tomorrow? Tell me about tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning is as regular always do. It's been over. It's about a year and a half now, going into 2 years. I've joined the Reggae Global family. You know what I mean? And every Sunday morning between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m., I have a show called Breakfast with Drew.
Right.
You know, lots of gospel, lots of lovers rock. You know what I mean? When I feel like I might touch a little one or two soak now and then on a Sunday morning.
Good.
But you know what I mean? I'm trying to give that Caribbean vibe that we grew up with back in the islands on a Sunday morning. You know, my 2 hours, dedicate my 2 hours to the people.
Yes. And what time it starts?
8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Reggae Global Radio.
Reggae That's Global Radio comes from out of Miami, right?
Yeah, out of Miami, Florida. Yes. Also coming up, we have the Crave Sunset on July the 10th. All white, all inclusive day party. You know, myself, I gotta say big up Chef X, Chef Richard T, Lifetime, Skiz, DJ Tough. This year we're gonna have Quite Sane, DJ Blaster, DJ Nicholas is gonna be there this year.
I'm not talking to him. I'm really not talking to him.
Yeah, there's so much, you know. I kinda dip my hand into the community work now, you know what I mean, doing some work with Barbados House, acting as the ambassador, you know what I mean, for Barbados House.
But that's good. That's excellent. You know, don't be shy to get involved with your community. I always tell people that.
Yeah, and we also have another project that we're working on. Later on, we're really going to launch it to Montreal, StarCan Cultural Association. For the last 2 years, myself and Skiz, we've been doing a family day in the park.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So this year we'll be doing that this coming Friday, St. John the Baptist, family day in the park, free barbecue. You know what I mean, bring the kids. You know what I mean, last year I think we had over 300 people. We were angry on park, but this year we'll be in LaSalle Park, that's located over there on Victoria and Lachine, the corner of 10th Avenue. You know what I mean? So there's a lot happening. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, what can I say? I'm glad you brought everything up to date and let the people know what is happening, what they can put on their plate, what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. And so this week, it's
tomorrow.
Tomorrow, I mean.
Breakfast with Drew, like every Sunday.
Breakfast with Drew.
Yeah, and this coming,
wait. You're not going to pass me without telling me what's on the menu.
What's on the menu? For me, you know, Sunday morning, I just have a nice little cup of ginger tea. Ginger lemon.
Yeah.
And then whatever is served after 10 o'clock.
So if I drive to this place, that's why you're giving me ginger lemon. You want me cuss?
No.
You want to bring out a Jamaican in me?
Stretch, no, you see, it's breakfast with Drew, so you can make whatever you want to make. Just listen to Drew. And you could have your ackee and salt fish and
fried
dumplings.
What?
You know what I mean? And just tune in.
Yeah, me want some Bajan food too, you know.
Well, Bajan food on a you gotta have bakes and fish cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's on the Bajan menu. Bakes and fish cakes.
I love that. I love that. Any Trini?
Well, the Trini is, what Trini is eat in the morning? A little bit of color?
Oh, yeah, ask me. I've come from Jamaica. Kalaloo and beak, man. What do I know?
Saltfish and beak.
Saltfish and beak. Yeah. Anyway.
And next week, Saturday also, I'll be at, myself and Skiz will be at the MCSO for Good Times. Errol, a.k.a. Superfly. He's presenting Good Times, you know what I mean? And I got to say, Montreal, it looks like the streets are open back and there's so many events. You guys get out there, support the events, and you know what I mean? The sun is shining and the vibe is in the city again. You know what I mean? This is Grand Prix weekend, which is normally the official start of the summer.
Right.
And it looks like summer is here. So big up to everyone that's doing their best and putting on those events, because putting on an event is not an easy thing to do.
No,
there's a lot of work that goes into it. And you guys that put on the events, congrats to you, man. Keep on doing what you
Trust do. Me, I did my full share of that in the early years. I had several big-name artists plus our local artists. I didn't push myself up front because I'm not pushy-pushy. Eh? Let me just tell you that. I'm not pushy-pushy. But, yes, sir.
Back in your days of doing events,
mm-hmm.
did you ever have a particular artist that you wanted to bring to the city?
You know,
but when you call them, the price they give you, you say to yourself, you know what? Let somebody else bring you. I will pay my money and go in and enjoy.
I have seen that. But to be honest with you, I know what you're talking. Trust me, I know. But to be honest with you, any of the artists that I called, I used to do it myself personally. Some of them didn't remember me, but when they remembered, they would say, no, man. man, anxious, because that's what they used to call me back home, anxious. Anxious are you, man? I'll never forget Tabby. You see the guy that leads...
Mighty Diamonds.
Yes.
Yeah.
While I was talking with ABC Booking, and they were there at the time, and I told the guy that I'm at the radio station in Montreal, and he says, well, the being on the radio station doesn't make a difference in price. And all I hear in the background, at Stretch, yeah, man, what? The price went down $3,000, believe you me.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You know, and so that helped me, to be honest with you. I did, the only one I had was with the American singer, Millie Jackson, but I never, you know, they still charge me the full amount. But I know exactly what you're talking. Some of them overpriced themselves.
Well, I think what causes that too sometimes is that when there's an artist that's really hot and multiple promoters start calling from one city, it becomes a tug of war.
Yep. It is.
You know, and you the first person that call might be able to get that artist for about $3,000. Mm-hmm. But then all of a sudden, the price goes from 3 to 9 or 10.
Yeah.
Within a couple of days, because they're getting multiple calls from that city. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, it is what it is. But on the promotion front,